This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Today's operative word, scam or scams. And for those of you who would like to wish Gwyneth a happy birthday, it's her birthday today, Gwyneth Isaacs in Australia, you can send her an email. Gwyneth, G-U-I-N-E-I-T-H, at usaprepares.com. Gwyneth at usaprepares.com. Happy birthday, Gwyneth. And class, as always, don't believe anything that you hear in the media. Don't believe anything that you see on the internet. Read and do your own research and make up your own mind. And that includes what you hear here at USA Prepares. Rich Sheeman is with us. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. What we need to do is we need to look at the scams. We need to look at the hypocrisy with people who are telling us to not practice, basically who are telling us what to do regarding anything, but they're not doing it. Now, just like, you know, Joe Biden leaving $86 billion of highest tech, our highest tech weaponry to our enemies, and he's giving us lectures on gun control. You can't make this stuff up. Or they lecture about the rule of law and the Constitution when they have, we have open borders allowing 70% of military-age fighting men. Or look at all these people, Congress, the CDC, the FDA, the White House, the U.S. Postal Service, Health and Human Service employees. There's like 80,000 of them. All the 6 million illegal, unvetted immigrants. Chinese exchange students, I'm hearing up to 8 million who are here, all exempt from the jab. And they're telling you to take it. You can't make this stuff up. It's just like, I remember seeing, there was a commercial in this last segment about the elections. And I'm surprised they actually told the truth. But I saw a video where somebody went in, it's on video. It's when they were shuffling people from precinct to precinct, machines were breaking down, votes weren't being counted, and he actually admitted, the guy behind the counter, that you can vote Democrat, but you can't vote Republican. Folks, not just Arizona, but every swing state at the very least, should be the whole country. We need to re-vote with paper ballots, with watermarks, proof with ID that you're a registered voter. And when I say swing states, I mean Arizona, I mean Pennsylvania, I mean Georgia, I mean Wisconsin, I mean Michigan, I mean Colorado, Nevada. All these states are a scam. A scam. Nothing matters anymore. No one's doing their job. The bars of standards and expectations and qualifications for doing your job is non-existent. It's all about, I mean, think about this. You're being psychologically profiled to sell narratives and to stick up for the world's elite and to toss your own people and own country under the bus. I want you to think about that. Okay, I have so much information here. I'm going to move on. I'm sticking with healthcare here, folks. I pardon my tangents and details, but then I look at the clock and reality sets in. CDC, it's a COVID-19 mRNA shots increase risk of myocarditis by 13,200%. This is the CDC that's been pushing these jabs. Can you imagine what the real number is? I've offered articles to you, again, published in the public domain, from physicians, researchers, and scientists. I'm not being condescending here. That shows that people, 50% of the people diagnosed with myocarditis will die in the first 5 years. Next. Quote, you're just an effing moron who doesn't know crap from clay. And it wasn't the word clap, right? Crap, pardon me. Popular radio host, who's a Democrat, consistently has been attacking anti-vaxxers. Well, he's going to take a hiatus until somewhere in 2023 because he had a heart attack. I'll let you fill in the blank there. An oncologist is saying, I'm seeing people with stable cancer rapidly progress after being forced to have a booster. Do you know how many of these articles we have given for 2 years plus? Klaus Schwab says Chinese lockdowns.
You're talking about Stuart.
Absolutely.
Rich, you're talking about Stuart.
Yeah, that's one example. Yeah, one of many. Look, I've given articles recently, or Ed Dowd, I think you remember this, Vince, who's a very intelligent person. He's big on data, numbers, economics. I think he worked for BlackRock or Blackstone. I can't remember, but he's a very extremely intelligent patriot. And he mentioned that right now in America, 2,400 people per day are dying who took the vaccine. People, we need to wake up. We need to park our egos and our pride and admit we were wrong. Do you remember that one example I've given? And I know I keep shortcutting it, but I knew somebody, 57 years old, smoked a couple packs of cigarettes a day. We visited him in hospice. He swore up and down, and he was a devout Christian, that smoking did not give him lung cancer in his deathbed. We have to park our egos and pride. If you're worried about being embarrassed because you made the right choice or you didn't do the proper reading and research, it's time to start telling the truth. This is part of the PSYOP. This is what they want you to do, is to be silent. Next, this is on video. Klaus Schwab says lockdowns, Chinese lockdowns, to expand worldwide. So people, are you still going to be in denial? You still think it's a left-right paradigm? You still think it's not a tyrannical, authoritarian, totalitarian, dictatorship, Nazi takeover? Next, clueless New Yorkers want thousands of 5G towers in the city to be gone for being unsightly. People, the purpose of 5G, and we've said it before, again, published articles, I do not give my opinions. I search out for reputable articles. I vet them to the best of my ability for credibility and authenticity. 5G is a mask. The communication is a mask. It's basically, I want to refer to, I mentioned this a week or two ago. I want to refer to a Karen Kingston interview. Those of you who don't know who she is, you need to go to her Substack. You need to listen to her. She's being interviewed everywhere, including Marie. There was a great interview with her, a physician on, I think it was Maria Z, out of Australia. Phenomenal information. And basically they talked about she has the evidence, she has the patents. She has the paperwork, the proof about this quantum dot technology that delivers a gene editing technology into the body. It's part biology, and you've heard me use this term, parasitic, and part by bioweapon using devices that is often, I've read the term, use the term self-assembling. This isn't me saying it. And she wants us to stop using the term spike proteins. Okay? There's more information that's come out. Do you remember, this information wasn't supposed to come out for 75 years, and a few ethical judges decided to release this information. The USAWatchdog.com interview that everybody in the world should see, it should get 8 million views. 8 million views. It's October 25th. This interview with Karen Kingston on USAWatchdog.com. This is Greg Hunter's channel. She has the evidence that lipid nanoparticle technology is hijacking the human genome. And that includes, when I say nanoparticle, that includes graphene oxide. She has the patents. She has the paperwork. It's in her Substack. The bioweapon is part biology, parasitic, and part technology. This is very dangerous, but she has made it very clear that 5G and fiber optic network activates this technology, this AI, artificial intelligent bioweapon. Frequencies activate this quantum dot technology, and it targets the brain, the heart, and the lungs. How many articles have you seen me given where the spike proteins, which might not even be spike proteins now, are on cadavers, are stuck in the brain and the heart? Why do you think people are getting aneurysms, brain fog, accidents? Look what's happening on airplanes where people are going absolutely crazy. How come there's so many heart attacks, lung embolisms, brain aneurysms, blood clots, which isn't even blood clots? And this is even activated by LED lights. She mentioned a solution. People. Now, you can either sit on your hands and don't say anything about it or don't do anything about it and pretend it doesn't exist. If you're so psychologically beaten down, that's what people do. And they go into default mode and they say, oh, well, you're a controversial racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, intolerant, a conspiracy theorist, and a white supremacist. I'm sure Karen Kingston is probably a white supremacist. Just like Donald Trump is a Russian spy. Just like Matt Gaetz is a pedophile. Just like Kavanaugh is a gang rapist. All BS. All propaganda, lies, hoaxes, false flags, and gaslighting. Do you notice the mainstream media is finally defining gaslighting when we've been talking about it for years? Years. We need to take down 5G and fiber optics everywhere. All COVID technology and testing and funding should be banned. This is an AI bioweapon. Look, the SARS, she has also mentioned the SARS COVID has never been isolated. What's been happening is people are getting sick because of the bioweapon and the shedding and the fact that I've given articles where it's in food, possibly water, and even in the air. All I give is published articles in the public domain, physicians, scientists, and researchers. This isn't me. All right, folks, I'm moving on here. The vaccinated now account for the majority of COVID deaths. Washington Post, we've given this information for 2 years. 2 years. Wake up, folks.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Rich, back to you.
Thank you, sir, and thank you very much for letting me exercise our First Amendment right, where so many people fought, bled, and died for. Okay, folks, I'm moving on. It's an information war. You need to digest this information, and as we always say, don't believe a word we say. Do your own reading, research, and verification, please. American Airlines pilot dies suddenly during flight. If I had all the 2 hours that I have for this broadcast to talk about all the people who have died suddenly, I would not have the time. This is why, please go and see the world premiere. It's all over. It's been on half of the alternative media. But if you want to find it, it's on the Stu Peters Network, Stu Peters Show. The Died Suddenly documentary, Died Suddenly, please. And keep in mind that a lot of these physicians, the Dr. Lee Merritts, the researchers, the scientists, you know, like Karen Kingston, they're recommending things like from shedding, and those of you who've had the jab, chlorine dioxide, ivermectin. This is why the powers that be basically... You have to look at the scams, all the red flags that they did. You remember? We talked about this 2 years ago. Remember how they were censoring the facts and trying to invalidate things like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine? But they should have invalidated the phony PCR test. How about all the package inserts that were blanked? How about the emergency authorization not approved, the graphene oxide, the illegal mandates, which is against the Nuremberg Code, against HIPAA regulations, against the Geneva Convention, it's against the Hippocratic Oath. How about the liability immunity for Big Pharma, not releasing data for 75 years? There was red flag after red flag. flag after red flag. How about the recovery rate from so-called COVID of 99.7%? How about hospitals and doctors and clinics getting paid a huge amount of bonus money for COVID diagnosis or COVID death certificates? How about the COVID, all the cover-ups, all the censorships of facts, people's immune systems crashing, cancer going through the roof, increased deaths that they're hiding, changing definitions of everything, including the vaccine, firing doctors and scientists who spoke up with the truth, and poof, there was red flags all over the place, folks. We mentioned it. The alternative media mentioned it. Okay, I got to move on. Biden regime basically trying to make masks and social distancing a thing again. You got to remember, folks, it's all been proven, even by the people, Dr. Birx, all these people. They said it didn't work. Health and Human Service report calls for a return to mask mandates. You remember HHS? They're the people who got immunity from the jab. You remember them? And there's an email that came out by Fauci basically emailing a friend saying that masks are ineffective. And those words are in quotes. Folks, I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. Masks have multiple purposes, three main purposes. It's for submissive conformity. It's basically a flag for fear porn because fear sells. Fear sells the narrative. And it's anonymity or a cover-up for the corrupt, whether it be Antifa, FBI, it doesn't matter. But you have to realize, folks, all of you who are selling the narratives for the elite, and that's what you're doing, you have been psychologically profiled because they know that you are a sellout. They know you're going to take the bribe. They know you're going to take the blackmail. I want you, those of you who are listening to that, think about why you got your job. Did that sound like it was earned? No. Moving on, life insurers pay out record death benefits for COVID excess mortality. We all know it's not COVID. We know it's the vaccines. We've given 2 years of proof. Look, listen to this. American Academy of Pediatrics claims kids can consent to mastectomies and gender surgeries, but not tattoos. We're living in a warped twilight zone.
You need to get your hands on some extra money right now, maybe $25,000 or more. If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
After claiming victory earlier this year for resolving the railroad union's labor dispute, the fact is, he has not. President Biden now called on Congress to pass legislation that would avert a railroad shutdown by imposing a contract that members at four railroad unions had rejected. 61-year-old Representative Donald McEachin, the Democrat from Virginia, died Monday night from complications due to rectal cancer. A former lawyer who represented Richmond in the Virginia State Legislature was elected to Congress in 2016. Before his death, he stressed the importance of early detection.
I can't stress to you enough the importance of early detection.
The lower Mississippi Valley is preparing for what the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center warns could be a regional tornado outbreak on Tuesday. The extreme weather will be in regions between northern Louisiana and southwest Tennessee. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
I had thought my bowel and related organs were working well enough. I used an herbal laxative and magnesium sulfate about once a week, but my bowels had a day when they went on vacation. After the second day of using Green Meadow Way, I discovered that I was in denial about my bowel functioning. I now have 2 to 3 easy, comfortable, and healthy bowel movements a day. The same is true for my children, ages 8, 13, and 15, all of which admitted to having significantly improved bowel function when asked.
On a Google keyword search, the words constipation, stool softener, and laxative combined are searched up to 3 million times per month. Constipation is a silent epidemic in America, and most people are either in denial or do not want to admit to it. Over the years, Green Meadow Way has helped several other people have their bowels move again in an optimal manner. For the feeling of a clean intestinal tract and flat abdomen, see if Green Meadow Way can help you. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Watch it. It's gonna be sliding.
When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Christina's with us. One New York Man's Journey to Off-Grid Living in Montana. That's the name of his book. And if you'd like to peruse it, buy it. It's on Amazon. Rich Sheeran.
Yeah, Vince, and who knows, you might get a missing introductory chapter, table of contents, first chapter, second chapter. You might have words being deleted, sentences being turned around, words being misplaced. This is the book-burning era that we live in when you say the truth. Okay, folks, I'm going to...
You know, Rich, if you think about it, just try looking up USA Prepares and see what you find. Try to find it on BitChute. We're on there every day. Just try to find it and do a search and see what you come up with. It's hard to find us intentionally. Rich, back to you.
Yeah, it's called censorship by design, and we've given many articles on that. Look, this is why I give proof. I'm not here to talk about philosophy or speculation. It's about truth. media, or at least most of us. Okay, moving on here. Judge forces CDC to release COVID vaccine injury data. I wouldn't hold my breath, folks, because is there a difference between a judge and a janitor today? The only difference is when you compare the two, you're insulting the janitor. Too many of our judges, lawyers, and politicians are bought and paid for. It's obvious. We've given the proof. We've given the articles. No one is doing their job. You cannot have any country succeed when the bars of standards and expectations and qualifications are down to the floor. Next, Dr. Francis Boyle tells Mike Adams that the World Health Organization Pandemic Treaty is a totalitarian medical and scientific dictatorship. I think the whole world, I think every baby in the forest knows that now. This is how they're going to bring in tyranny, folks, is by whether it be a release of a bioweapon or a phony pandemic. That's how they're going to do it. Dr. Stephanie Senoff from MIT, mRNA turns into DNA in as little as 6 hours. Look, this really is a gene editing technology. It's part biology and part technology. It's an AI device, biological weapon. The proof is out there, folks. Next. After pushing COVID depopulation jab, this is I mentioned this when I interviewed Gwyneth last week, but it's worth mentioning again. Senator Chuck Schumer demands amnesty for millions of illegals as replacement population. So they push all this depopulation, all the death, all the stillbirths, all the miscarriages. And let's go to the next article here. Oops. Miscarriages increase 4,070%. And that doesn't even include the stillbirths. That doesn't include the babies that are dying from the vaccinated mothers through breast milk. That doesn't include a lot of things. Next, FTX funded $18 million toward research that claimed that ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine didn't work against COVID. Next, revealed FTX was funding biological weapon shelters. You can't make this stuff up, people. Look, why isn't this guy in jail? Because he was money laundering for Democrats. Where did I get this? Oh, that's right, from a published article in the public domain, and he even gave money to some Republicans who voted to not give him any particular harm, including Mitch McConnell and McCarthy. This is how that works, folks. It's all about grifting. It's all about paying people off and blackmailing. Okay, I'm going to move on because of time. I'm going to switch. I got so much here. Believe it or not, people, I have maybe 50% of my work done, and I have less than half an hour left. This is what happens when I go into too many tangents and details. I apologize for that, but there's a lot of information you need to know about the scam, the double standards, the hypocrisies, the not practicing what you preach, the corruption, et cetera, et cetera. Democrat Karen Bass says her guns were stolen. Sit down, people. Put your coffee down. I don't want anybody choking. Karen Bass, who's a Democrat, says her guns were stolen from her home and voted 100% of the time against gun rights and gun ownership. People, we have to hold people's feet to the fire. When people are literally saying they want to take your guns away and they have guns or they're hiring private security who carries guns to protect their butts, you need to say something. I wish I had more time. I wish I had more time. Anyway, FBI counter and supervisor admits in court that FBI offered Steele another $1 million to prove the dossier, but he couldn't. Russia, 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 the P dossier, remember all that? It was proven that Hillary Clinton, the DNC, paid for it, made it up. Who's in jail? Nobody. That's how corrupt the United States is. Next, TGP, which is the gateway pundit, caught corrupt FBI FBI inserting documents into the Mar-a-Lago raid to make Trump look bad, but now they're gone. Let me define gone. Disappeared. Is that a little sarcasm there? Yes, because it's unbelievable how many people aren't doing their job. Next. Biological male takes first place in girls' track meet after placing 72nd in the boys' competition. So you could be a mediocre male and basically take down the female gender. That's what they're trying to do. They're making they don't care about your group, folks. Again, all these politically correct buzzwords, equality, fairness, they're all BS. Because I've given thousands of pieces of information that the bottom 93% is losing ground. All the ground's going to the top 1 to 2% for consolidation of power, money, and control. You have to admit you were duped, you were played, you were conned, you were used. Next. Washington Examiner names 8 Jeffrey Epstein associates to be revealed following court order. 8. There's probably, from what I read, there's thousands of people who have been to his islands, his mansions, for sex with little children. In other words, minors. Why do you think they're trying so hard to legalize and normalize pedophilia? Why do you think that is, folks? Here's a couple of... The Washington Post praises pedophiles play as brilliant. This is a play that went on. It portrays pedophiles as sympathetic, and if you're a victim, in other words, if you're being sexually molested, if you're a victim, you're being portrayed as a whiner. I'm reading the articles. This is not Rich making any of this stuff up, folks. You have to read, research, and verify. Next article on this. Thousands of pedophiles are set to be released from California prisons. And we've all heard about that Valencia, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, style obsessed with Satan, child abuse, and cannibalism. Very disturbing photos of children and even teddy bears I can't even mention some of the things because I don't know if I'm going to be kicked off the air. You can't make this stuff up. Okay, next. New York City middle school teacher students New York City middle school teacher is telling students to engage in political violence and throw bricks at people who have opposing views. This is exactly what they did with the brown shirts, the Nazis, the Red Guard. This is the black shirts. This is how it all started, folks. Okay, next, I got to move on to more hypocrisy. 400 private jets arrive at climate summit. They're telling you can't use carbon when they are using a million times the carbon than you are. That's called hypocrisy and double standards. Next, Michigan law lets cops seize cash at airports. No crime required. Again, lowering the bars of standards and expectations for the rule of law and your job. Next, Democrat Party wasted $200 million on Stacey Abrams and Beto O'Rourke. Do you think you could have used some of that money, folks? Huh? Elon Musk claims bots are attacking the Trump reinstatement poll. The bot attacks are impressive to watch. Elon Musk lays a trap for cheating Democrats, finds 2.3 million anti-right wing bots. People, when you get information from Washington, D.C., from the mainstream media, from any of that, why do you think the production companies, why do you think the media and production companies is only five or six different companies? Because they want to control the propaganda. They want to sell you the narrative. They want to brainwash you. It's all BS. When I say propaganda, false flags, lies, gaslighting, and hoaxes, I mean it because I've proved it. Okay? Next. Southwestern wells running dry due to drought, but yet foreign-owned farms are using the water to feed their cattle for export. What do you think's going on there, folks? Next. Top intelligence agency warns Prime Minister Trudeau that China China was funding candidates in 2019 election. Are you kidding me? Klaus Schwab, which I have articles on him, by the way, if I have time here, he's literally saying he owns Trudeau and half the Canadian cabinet. It's on video. Next, America's military is being gutted in preparation for Chinese military invasion on the West Coast. Look, I mentioned this the other day. It's worth re-mentioning. You better wake up, people. You better stop being politically correct. You better start forgetting about your group, your hyphen, your pronoun, and telling people to do their freaking jobs. Next, Biden agrees to pay $1 billion in climate reparations, but China's going to pay nothing. You know China. Communist China, who's trying to take over the world with a totalitarian, authoritarian Nazi dictatorship. You remember China, who are building a coal plant once a week. You know, that China. Yes. Civil rights sellout Biden State Department gives law enforcement intelligence agencies unrestricted access to personal data. Folks, this is a war. Our government and the big corporations, the fascist system, is at war with you. And depopulation is just part of it. You better wake up, people. Illinois Democrats eliminate cash bail system on felonies, including, sit down, second-degree murder, aggravated battery, arson, kidnapping, drug-induced homicide, looting. All these criminals walk and more. Next, driver who mowed down 25 sheriff cadets, remember that happened a couple weeks ago, was released with no bail. Next, Jim Jordan wants to interview all 51 intelligence officials who sign bogus Hunter Biden laptop letter. All propaganda. Jim Jordan, MTG, a few people in Congress are doing their jobs. That's it. Just a few. Next, 158 priests raped 600 children in Baltimore Archdiocese. Next, Chicago Mayor Lightfoot tweets out, I'm sick of this crap. It wasn't the word crap after Colorado Club shooting kills five. But she ignores 618 homicides.
For 20 years, I've been an afternoon napper, usually for about 30 minutes, but never longer than an hour. I justified this behavior by observing that animals take quiet times in the afternoon. All five cats go quiet, as does the dog. The chickens all sit quietly under a tree for about 90 minutes every afternoon. The wild birds say nor sing anything during this time. All goes quiet. Since beginning daily use of Your Way, I've not taken an afternoon nap, nor has the thought of taking one ever entered my mind. I'm single and homeschool my three children. I feel I'm a bit calmer and a bit more alert in managing them since using Green Meadow Way. Finally, I've been tortured with sciatic nerve pain for the last year. After months on Green Meadow Way, the improvement has been great, and I hope for a complete release from that energy and life-sucking malady.
Call 888-988-3322. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Even, back to you.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to go really quick here. I know we only have a couple minutes left. Before the break, the commercial came in. I was talking about Chicago Mayor Lightfoot. Well, she tweeted out, I'm sick of this crap. It wasn't the word crap after the Colorado gay club shooter, which killed five. But she ignores the fact that in her jurisdiction, under all these gun laws, gun restriction laws, over 600 people have already died in homicide. You just can't make this stuff up. And you notice how the mainstream media stopped talking about this after the shooter identified to be non-binary and using different pronouns? And I read an article that this person identified as transgender. You ever notice that when the narrative doesn't fit, they don't sell it anymore? You can't make this stuff up. And talking about lowering the bars of standards and expectations, right now critical race theory is mandatory in 58 top medical schools. Doesn't matter about ability. Doesn't matter about hard work. Doesn't matter about proven results or qualifications or standards and expectations. It's gone. It's over. You're getting a job based on what group you're in, your gender, the gender you identify as, your skin pigmentation shade, your sexual orientation, your religion, and it better not be Christian. This is America, because we didn't stand up to political correctness. So now the value of work is non-existent because it is unearned. Unearned. Moving on here. Klaus Schwab says communist China is a role model for many countries to create the new world of tomorrow. I'm reading an article in his quotes. So our leaders are agreeing with him and saying the CCP is great because of lockdowns, tracking, tracing, burning people alive, told what you can spend your money on, eugenics, genocide, forced murder, forced AI, bioweapons. You bet. Next. UN representative declares, so somebody got caught here, during the World Economic Forum meeting, admits working with big tech to suppress other viewpoints, and I believe she said, we own the science. We own the science. That's not an implication, folks. That's why they want to get rid of the First Amendment. That's why they want to create all these hate crimes. They want to eliminate your ability to say even the word no. Next. Senator Murphy calls for defunding law enforcement, refuse to enforce new gun laws. Basically, I want you to think about the fact that there are no new gun laws. We have what's called the Second Amendment. It's in our Constitution. So what they say is a law is not a Detroit, Trudeau officials can't name evidence that justified the so-called Emergencies Act. They can't come up with the evidence. Tyrant Justin Trudeau lies under oath. I'm reading another article. Claims he did not call unvaccinated people racist and misogynist. But there's a video of him speaking in French, so they think you're so dumb, you can't figure it out. Calling people racist and misogynist, amongst other things. You can't make this stuff up, people. Next, CBS News finally admitted Hunter laptop is real and discrediting, which basically discredits CBS and all the mainstream media. You're getting certain admissions because they can't hold back anymore that we, the alternative media, have given you for years. Remember how we were all controversial, racist, bigots, sexist, misogynist, homophobic, mentality, voluntary, conspiracy theorists, and white supremacists? These words don't even mean anything anymore. They mean nothing. And we've given all this information months, if not years before, about everything. And here we go. Text messages show VP Biden and his wife colluding to suppress Hunter's actions with a certain minor. I'm reading the article here. There's another article. Hunter Biden owned financial, state, and digital banking platform for undocumented migrants. Introduced founder to Joe Biden, while company received Mexican government's endorsement. Folks, if Eric or Don Jr. did one millionth of what these people do, I don't mean just the Biden family. I mean Democrats and Rhino Republicans in general. If they did one millionth, they'd be in the who's gal for life. Vince, I'm going to stop it here just to give you a word for a couple of seconds, but does this seem like America to you? Really?
Well, of course not. But I do have a couple comments. You mentioned 5G previously in today's class. And so I did a quick calculation. And New York City has a population density of about 27,000 people per square mile. But where I live, there are about 6 people per square mile. 6. So New York City, on the average, has 4,500 times more people per square mile than where we live here in Missouri. Manhattan has 75,000 people per square mile, or 12,500 times the population of where I live. And yet, people in New York City want more antennas. There are 8,000 reported commercial antennas for communications. And people in New York City want more, like 5G? It's unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. That's all I have time for. Rich, thank you so much for being with us. Class will be back tomorrow. Gwyneth is live tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.